Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Prayer Podcast. We are joined here with Christy Allen.
Hello.
Christy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for joining me today here on this conversation. I think we're going to call this our summer shutdown prayer extravaganza.
There we go. I love it.
I just came up with that literally 3 seconds ago. That's the greatest thing about this podcast is we just kind of go with things off the cuff and kind of follow that energy. So, you know, we're coming to the conclusion of the month of July.
Yeah.
And, you know, things have happened. Great things have happened in the life of our church, and those things have you know, certainly struck our people in different ways, mm-hmm. in good ways, and I think we also want to recognize that you know, summer can be a hard time for some folks, and we want to offer this time of prayer and conversation to release folks from. Maybe if there might be any summer regret, mm-hmm. you know? And while we do that, we also want to give glory and praise to God for the mighty movements that we've been a part of, and invite us all to that celebration in one community that we're a part of here at Broadway. And so that's what we're going to kind of spend our time doing today, and then we'll kind of conclude with a prayer for all those things. So
yeah, I love how you've set the table for us, Joe. You've set it up well for us, and I think that I really think this will be a great conversation for all of us to lean into. And as you were saying that term, summer regret, what a loaded term that is, and could mean so many different things.
Yeah.
Whether it's we're just regretting that summer's almost over because we have a different rhythm, and
we all like that. We all like summer, you know.
Yeah, summer's fun.
No one wants to see it go away.
No one wants to see it. I mean, maybe we want the heat to go away. None of us are enjoying that, I don't think. But I think for us around here, especially, there's a different rhythm of life, different pace here in the office. It's been weird because we don't know who's going to be here when we come here.
Yeah.
We have some folks that are out constant, you know, like a rolling rotation of people on vacation and on leave or whatever the situation may be. So our house is not full, much like our personal homes where some of us might be experiencing that at home with folks coming and going or in a different workplace where maybe you have to take on an extra workload for a coworker or extra workload at the house because you have extra kids running around. So summer comes with all kinds of changes to our rhythm of life. So and even just the slower, we don't have to get up so early because we aren't putting kids on the bus.
Yeah.
And, or if we don't have kids, there's less cars on the road.
Yes.
So that makes driving around town a little easier, a little different. So
well, for some, the work schedule doesn't change, but the kids' rhythm does change. And you got to figure out how to make that adjustment.
Exactly.
You know?
How do those match up? That is exactly right. And that's a harsh, hard reality to deal with. So yeah, we realize with summer in this different rhythm, comes just different ways of living life. And it might just be minor and it might be bigger depending on your phase of life. And certainly here on the podcast, we have tried to invite you to some prayers that speak to that rhythm, speak to that change, speak to leaning into
summer moments.
Yep. That's right. How to kind of highlight those and enjoy those. But yeah, summer regret. I wonder too, if some of us are regretting things we didn't get to do.
Sure.
Over the summer,
you know, I think we want to invite, you know, those that are listening today to offer themselves some grace and find God's mercy in the midst of that hard place. If you find yourself regretting something about the summertime, you know, we do find that. That there's hope in the community of Christ that we engage in and want to participate in, and God wants us to participate in, and you know, there is a hope that can be activated from simply leaning into maybe things that I didn't know happened or things that I was unaware that happened. But because I'm connected to the community of faith, I'm a part of it.
Yeah.
And I can find hope in that, in my participation in that. And that's the way God works. That's the way God seeks to encourage you in this moment, while you feel that you're on the outs or you're down in a hard place, you are a part of a community of faith, a community of faith that seeks to activate God's movements and seeks to participate in God's movements. And because you're part of that community, you matter, and you have
an
interest in it.
Yeah.
You know, you have a connection to it.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate how you were saying how those things can point to the hope and the good.
Yes.
In our community, and that we get to be a part of that, even if we weren't maybe part of that activity or we were unaware of it. Because certainly during the summer, we realize and recognize a lot of us are traveling, doing different things, and maybe we haven't been to church or able to attend to our spiritual life as much as we would have wanted to. Maybe that's part of our regret. We kind of have taken a vacation from that as well. But like you said, offer some grace for that, because there is still things we can get from that, from the activity of the community and just things in our own lives that God has been doing.
Sure.
And how to even recognize that, like, where has God been moving in my summer, whether I was aware of it or not, or in the life of my family or those around me, and how can that encourage me,
right,
and give me hope and remind me that God is still at work. And that's one of the things that I think I come to, and I love that we say it on the podcast here regularly, because I think it's so important that God is at work in all places, all people, all times. And that should encourage us, even if we didn't feel like we were part of it, that there's always hope there. There's always good things happening.
Yes.
Even when we overwhelmingly hear of negative things happening, how can we lean into those good things and even hold on to them for ourselves and see the good and the love and the hope that God has for all of us in our summer regret, even if it's, hey, we've had a great summer and we regret that it's going to be over and then it's back to routine. You know, some of us might be sad over that, and others of us might be looking forward to the routine and that being a point of reconnection.
Sure.
Which I think is, like we always are talking about the liturgical calendar and how it reminds us, like, oh yeah, we have these ways to help us reengage and reevaluate and reconnect and be encouraged. So, sure.
You know, we it's in these moments, specifically during, you know, times when transitions are preparing to happen. And, mm-hmm. For some of us, we're probably just like, oh, good gracious, we just transitioned into summer. Now we're getting ready to transition to something else. But, you know, it's in these moments where it's really, really important to remind ourselves that, you know, God's the guru of good.
Mm.
And not only is he the best at it, but he is the maker of all things good.
Yes.
And so that's where we could see the potential through all the muck, through all the, in a place where we may feel like we don't have vision of that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have vision of good. Is we can cling on to the hope of and his track record, which is fairly successful and is 100%. So in that, we can move our conversation on to a spirit of celebration because of the multitude of great things that have happened right within the care of God this summer, in terms of young people, in terms of mission work, in terms of people going to camp, in terms of travel, in terms of people being distributed and activating the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm.
you know,
wherever they were. That's right.
And so before we pray today, certainly for a few moments to talk about those things and give God praise for those things.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Christy, were certainly an integral part in most of those, not most, all of those student ministry mission experiences. So won't you just give us just a quick little celebratory moment here of how that went for you folks in the student ministry this summer.
What's always wonderful to us is to see the beauty and the power of students being engaged with whatever God is doing wherever we go. So we went to Bayou La Batterie, Alabama,
yeah,
which you might remember from the movie Forrest Gump. That's where Bubba was from.
Yes.
All things shrimp.
Yep.
And of course, shrimp gumbo. Yes. Fried shrimp soup. Yeah. All of those things.
Yes.
So that's where our high school students went. And this particular trip, you see the effects of hurricanes. You see the effects of the economy changing. And all of these things. And the hope that is brought there, they have a kids club, which is basically like an ongoing VBS, if
right,
you will,
right,
in this community. And they come to, they can't wait for it to start, the kids in the community. So we were there the first week that it started. And just to see them engaged in community and being loved and having a safe place to be, while parents are hardworking parents or grandparents that might be, you know, different home situations, to see our kids be part of that and to see that and recognize that they're even in the places where we might feel it's hopeless, there is lots of hope and lots of love and God doing brilliant things. We got to do some home repair and meet some incredible people, doing that and just seeing in practical ways how you can love a community in bringing just practical quality of life change, and just the brilliant conversations that we had. And then our high school, that was our high school folks. Our junior high, we were in Indianapolis and kind of more of an urban setting than we're used to here in Bowling Green. And they got to lean into all kinds of things there too. An amazing food bank, one of the biggest in the country, and working there and just seeing the power of positive. I had the joy of standing in the line there with some of the shoppers, and it was wonderful because it gave me, Joe, a slice of heaven. Here's all these people from different backgrounds, different things going on in their lives for why they were there, but they were being community to each other and chatting in line and helping each other, and if somebody was new, they were, you know, kind of showing them the ropes and leaning in. It was just a beautiful thing to see people on the same page, just leaning in and being helpful instead of being, oh gosh, we're embarrassed, we have to be here. Instead of that, they were thankful and joyful and which inspired our kids to,
yeah,
see that and to see this is what God's kingdom looks like,
right,
is that we really embrace each other. So anyway, and then to see, you know, just to brag on our kids for a minute, to see them leaning into that and as students, their eyes being open to the goodness of God in the hardest of places, and for them to be able to participate in that at their young ages and be inspired by that and to see that. It was just, I don't know, I could talk all day about it, but it's just an amazing thing. And that's why we do it, is for them to see God at work in them too,
sure,
in their hearts and in their minds and making them aware of social justice issues and ways that they can be a part of bringing hope and help and love. So
awesome. I got to participate in Vacation Bible School during that week back in June, and my role much more truncated than it used to be, where I was kind of in front of all those kids,
yeah,
a lot, but now I've relegated myself to a little bit more of a small grouping and leading small groups again. So, but I was really in charge of the mission part of talking about mission with kids. And we really learned about how, and this was just really the definition of mission I really wanted to ingrain in kids, was mission was what God is doing in his world with his people.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And so those kids, 200 some, they heard that 50 times that week,
mm-hmm,
that they understood that mission is something that God does in this world with everybody,
mm-hmm,
in the midst of everybody, and that they have a real, real role in what he's doing. And for them to bring contributions to the food pantry at Hotel Inc.,
yeah,
that was really a neat thing to see kids wanting to participate in that. And I know my kids, my little 5-year-old, she wanted to go to the store, and we picked out things, and you know, it was just really a great movement that I could see in her that she was wanting to participate. She was wanting to lean into what God was doing, and she could see that that was a role that she could play. We have friends that are currently, right now as we speak, in Honduras.
Yes.
And, you know, you went on that trip, not last year, but the year before.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
And you know, God is doing super great things there in Honduras with Justin and Ashley Guest, our partners in mission. And also Camp Lucon. Mm-hmm. You know, we have had... I've heard some great things from that experience from some of our young people, and so God has been moving all around us.
Yes, and I think we should celebrate too, just this summer series that we had had.
Oh yes.
And how us as a congregation came around the prayer of Merton.
Yes.
And just all the amazing worship experiences we've had together.
Yep.
Being here and online or wherever you are, I think what a wonderful thing that you can still do church wherever you are.
Yep.
And even if you didn't lean into either one of those things, wherever you were, like you were saying, we're still part of this community where,
absolutely,
where we are a people, when you were talking about partnering together and God doing his work with his people, to me, that's the thing is we all do it together, and it doesn't matter. Part of what we see in the mission trips too is how they partner with that community. It's not doing it for them or to them. It's doing it with them.
That's right.
And same thing with Manamart and Hotel Inc. and all the great, the Foundry, all the wonderful community partners we have here, the mobile grocery, all those things. It's us partnering together with God and his people. And we have to remember his people are all the people. And whether we're able to lean in as much as we'd like or be part of all those things, we are, and can be, even just in recognizing the beautiful things God is doing.
And he's just getting started.
Absolutely.
We've got so many things preparing to take root in the life of our community and life of our church this fall. Mm-hmm. And it's just really, an encouraging place to call church right now.
Yeah.
Because of the great, great love and mercy that we're seeing right in front of our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we want to come today and offer a prayer of thanks for all that.
Yes.
You know, and Christy, won't you lead us, and then I'll kind of conclude us a little bit.
Okay.
With some words, and we'll just go to God right now and say thanks in this moment.
Okay. Oh, gracious God, we are just so thankful for all the goodness, knowing that that is your precious gift to us, that your goodness is around us,
mm-hmm,
and that you have created us in your image, and that image is your goodness.
Yes, Father.
So God, may we call forth that goodness that you have put in our hearts. May we be thankful and praiseworthy and engaged with the good things that we have in our lives. May that overshadow and shout louder than the negative things that we have in our lives. May that speak louder and overwhelm us and compel us to more good and to sharing that good wherever, yes, we find ourselves today. So God, we just celebrate all of these things that you're doing in us and around us, and most importantly through us, that you are transforming our hearts in positive and good,
yes,
good ways. So God, just may we embrace that. May we set aside any of the negative thoughts that we have, any regret that we have, and know that you turn all of that into beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
So God, we bring that to you today and look forward to what you have for us in the next season. May we continue to adapt our rhythm with you as the seasons change, remembering that you never stop, that you are,
yes,
always there,
yes,
always with us, and that we are only a breath away. So we thank you for your breath in our lungs and your goodness in our lives.
Father, amen. God, we're grateful today for the great work that you're doing in the midst of our young people, and in the midst of our families, and in the midst of our individuals here at Broadway United Methodist Church. And we're grateful that you have provided great safety during the summertime for all the movement and distribution of your people, finding great places of relationship formation and the opportunity to observably participate in what you're doing in good things, in the expression of love, in the extension of compassion, and in the covering of your world with your presence. And so, Father God, we give you thanks today, and we are so grateful for the life-changing things that we have been able to be about this summer because of your movements. And we are so grateful for those things, and are convinced that those will continue. And we know that you are going ahead to prepare more good things, more great things in the life of your people this fall and in the coming weeks, in the coming months, in the coming years. And we give you thanks for that as well. So we ask in this moment that you would be with us wherever we find you. May we find your presence in a powerful way. May we be remembering of your great mercy in this moment. May we be able to offer ourselves the same type of grace that you offer to us in this moment, so that we can connect with you and grow and continue to flourish in the life of faith. We offer all these things in this conversation we've had today to you, Almighty Father.